Wise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, hello.
Hey. Hi. Did you think, oh, God, is it still morning?
No.
Good.
Yeah, really.
Sounds like a bird.
She's a little thrown off. She's going to start cussing again. Get this out of here. I got new Sannies to huff now.
That hurts my feelings.
You're not Sannies.
Oh, no.
I got some nice ones.
Don't forget, I want to use that for Best Damn Audio with Paige saying the F word the other earlier this morning.
God,
well, I can't play the real part.
No.
But, like,
can't do it.
Can't do it. Matter of fact.
Though we probably could. I mean, we are the number one morning show.
By leaps and bounds.
Oh, boy. Well, I apologize once again.
You got that big L word.
Maybe that's what they like, to hear Paige say dirty words.
Sorry.
Paige, whisper a dirty word right now. That's okay to say on the radio.
Mud.
Oh, very cute.
Oh, that one's that one's on the list of ones you just don't want to say.
Must have got a text from one of her friends.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
is that
girl.
What he drew this morning?
Is that the sacred code? Oh, my God.
That's what kind of jeans we wear at the club. Mud jeans.
That's the kind of jeans we have
after. Mud.
Mud.
Like, that's a weird name for jeans when that's also like a slang term for crap. It's like, if you drew mud in your jeans, it means you crapped yourself.
Oh,
so they're
God.
Called mud jeans.
That's that's bad.
That's strange.
Came into muds.
So I know.
Hey, muds.
I know we've all seen some pretty shocking things on a cruise.
Are those mud jeans they're wearing? It
wow.
smells like you took a dump in your pants.
Don't fool with them.
You look good in your mud pants.
Oh,
Lord. Draws.
All right, so what's the worst thing you've ever seen on a ship? Be honest.
Holy shit.
Dead body.
Oh, yeah, the guy died when we started our cruise.
Yep. Died on the dance floor, oddly enough.
Okay, so you won.
I told him you can't park there.
God dang it, people love.
Stop.
No parking on the dance floor,
so
Paige.
Not funny. Don't make me laugh at that.
That's a great song.
Okay, so moreover, what was the most disgusting thing you ever saw?
That's when we found out there was a morgue on the boat, right?
Yeah. They had to go put him on ice.
Yeah.
Most disgusting thing I saw on a boat, I saw somebody live vomit like off into the ocean.
Yeah, that's pretty gross.
I actually saw that from an incredible point of view.
Well,
I was standing right beside the guy.
There was a woman on a Carnival cruise ship.
It was a mirror.
Ship.
It was me.
And Carnival responded to viral videos of this showing a guest scratching their foot fungus with a fork.
Oh, funny you mentioned that because
fungus.
That's what the exact same cruise line that we were on.
So like a metal one? Like that?
This wouldn't happen on Royal Caribbean.
I'm going to start bringing my own fork with me to restaurants and my own plate.
Viking cruise, you have to dress up like a Viking to go on it.
It'll come watch you cook. God.
Scratching her.
Yeah.
Why would you share that? You're going to gross people out.
Oh, the person. So somebody
it
videoed
was a new
somebody
original
doing it.
Six-part series on Instagram showing a woman on
a, somebody's doing a mini-series on Instagram now.
On a Graham? Carnival cruise with her nasty foot fungus.
Oh, I kind of want to see it.
It was secretly filmed by other guests who were incredibly grossed out.
Fat boy, let's make a social media platform called Instagram.
Oh, I like that. It's a picture of grandkids and whatnot.
Yes, it's only. Well, that'd attract the wrong people. Never mind.
Oh, I think I got the audio.
Let
me try it. Let me see.
Oh, for real?
And on Instagram, they say that we can confirm that the forks are intended for food, not foot care, according to Carnival.
She started scratching her foot with the fork. And we actually have a video, if you would like to, because I'm telling you, it's bad.
It is bad. It is, because we showed guest services, and they couldn't believe it.
So this is her just scratching her foot at this point. I zoomed in so you can see the severity of her infection.
And she lives on the third, stays on the third floor.
This marriage is good.
Okay, so they were telling the captain what was going on.
They almost made a mistake there. It said she lives there.
She's staying on the...
Fungus.
I'm going to see if I can find it.
Don't do it, boy.
I know I'm nervous. I haven't had lunch yet, and this might turn my guts. Foot fungus.
I have to admit, guys, this is how I've lost all the weight. It's not because of any particular reason other than I look for gross videos before lunch. And it makes me sick in my stomach, and I don't.
Oh my God!
I ain't looking. I will not.
Oh yeah, I don't care. Looking at it.
You're gross too.
Hang on a second. Okay. Y'all, man. Can I tell you what's going on? Oh my God!
Nope,
dude. Mm-mm. All right, let me just describe it to you. So this person, they're at a table setting. She's sitting with somebody, and she has her foot on their chair, but it's barefoot. And they zoom in on the foot. Mm-mm. There's a lot going on in this foot. She hasn't used the fork yet. She's using her fingers right now, but you see skin flying off it, man. She's digging in.
Look at that foot. Yeah, pumice stone and get in the shower with that stuff.
You need medication.
This is a long video.
Like all is black it, and I mean, curly.
Like athlete's foot? Is that what it is where it's scaly?
But like the side of her foot is, and she just, she just shakes it off and rubs it on her, and then she goes to eat. With the same hand she's eating with it.
God bless. That's disgusting.
And it was a chicken wing, too. She cleaned that sucker right off the bone. Oh, my God. Here's part two.
She's not eating with the fork, is she? Because don't throw up.
I'm about to see. Now, she's digging in with the fork.
Can you see it? Can't be the same fork.
She is tearing. Like, now, she used her hands in the first part. Now, she's using the fork. And she's got fork marks on the side of her foot, dude.
This is like right now, like I'm in court and you have video of me doing something dastardly and I won't even look at it. I'm just rocking back and forth.
I won't even look at it. I'm going to put it on my story of Fatboy933.
Well, I don't follow you anymore, so I won't see it.
Yeah.
We have a collaboration together. I'm friends with you again.
You got to go to golly.com.
Or Jelly Ellenberg.
You said Jelly.
Jelly Ellenberg.
We should make beard jelly.
She has random spots of like, you can tell where the dead skin is, where it kind of looks like a blister.
Yeah.
I've sat here all morning and forgot about this. I literally.
What do you got? You got a fork?
Look. How cute.
Sorry.
Is it a stickle?
Yes, yeah, a stickle.
You know, I used to live.
New Fatboy stickles.
I used to live by this restaurant.
Nice.
What restaurant? That is not a rip on Shoney's page.
No, it was
great. That's an original concept.
Now, would it stick to my Yeti? Because that's where I put stickers.
It might stick to your old Yeti.
I'll put it near the Bussy sticker and the Golden Girls sticker that says, not today, Satin.
Not today, Satin.
And this Japanese sticker, I don't know what it says.
Nope, not today. I love that shirt.
I don't know what happened to
God,
my shirt.
I forgot about these. Yeah. God, I'll take a picture of them and put them on
these. Hey, great.
Go look at my story and look at that fork video.
No, man.
And what a nice beard.
People are.
What a nice beard you have.
And they were going to go and
just see the bottom one.
She just put that back in the.
I can fix that for you.
The stuff. Like that fork.
Yes. I can't stop watching it. I'm waiting for it to upload too, but still, she should get kicked. You know what? You should have to get thrown off the boat. You don't get to wait till they go to port.
Like literally, walk the plank.
Yeah.
God, you'd feed the fish all that crap on your feet.
Dude, if she put her feet in the tank with a fish, they'd look like me when she put them in.
Dude, one of our account executives, Jane Brown Gillespie, I forget what island she went to or whatever, but it's that place where you go in the baby piranha or whatever eat the skin off your feet. She did
poor
that.
Poor fish.
Oh, that had to feel
poor
weird.
Fish. Jane has great feet, Paige.
Not her, but in general.
I'll tell you what.
If you were a fish and you had to eat feet all day long.
Oh, God. I'd be a sardine. I would not.
We're just like, poor fish.
Right? Like, there's those fish that are at the bottom of the what is that trench called?
Marianas.
Yeah.
Why the hell would this not come off?
You got to peel it.
It ain't peeling.
Well, I can't tell you.
Who made this?
Stickers.
Anyways.
they only eat the bacteria off the trash that goes to the bottom of the ocean. Like, that's all they eat.
Bottom feeders. It's like algae eaters.
Yeah. Like, but they're at the bottom where it's not even like, there's no light. They just eat whatever.
They just need a snack.
God dang it. But they their jobs are to clean your feet.
Let me tell you something. I just peeled a sticker off to make room for this, and the sucker's not coming off.
You think I'm pranking you?
Probably. Is this like a saucer?
It's like a sticker.
Well, do you got one that's easy to unstick?
Watch, I'm going to do it right now.
Give me your nail.
Well, give it to me if you get that one unstuck, because this one is not coming off.
Here, goober. Now, give me that other one back. You don't get two.
How the hell did you do it?
I got a fingernail, you cute?
I don't have fingernails.
Queen See? Fan?
I can't grow fingernails. You feel like
you
a dick now, don't
grow
you?
Grow fingernails?
Oh, you can't?
That's my disability in life. So I'll wait for an apology whenever.
Finger shaming.
Yeah, you finger shamer. Why are you a finger shamer?
Well, I traded. I'm not a banger anymore.
Oh.
Hey!
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
My grandparents and parents worked in a mill, but then puppy mills are bad.
Well, dude, let me give you a tip. We've said this before. If you really want a shot at dating Paige, be a creepy guy.
Yeah.
That's what she's into.
Yeah, you got to have a real deep voice.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm going to walk you to your house.
All right. We promised we'd answer some phone calls.
Yeah, you love it, don't you?
Fat boy, pick a number between 1 and 12. You don't even have to tell me. Just pick a line.
All right, here's 13.
Oh, I hope it's Stan Pamphilis. Is this Stan? No, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, sorry, I didn't look at the Steffi.
Yeah.
Steffi.
That's a cool name.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Dude, are you a tennis player? Is this Steffi Graf?
Is this Steffi Forster, by chance?
You got me.
Knew it. So what's up?
So, hey, guys. Okay, so I have an odd question.
Okay.
And I've been debating whether to call on morning.
All right.
So, I'm 37 and I'm gay, happily, proudly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't realize I was into women until about 8 years ago.
Thank you.
And you're how old now? Or did you, I'm not asking you, but did you just say it?
I'm 37.
Oh, you're 37. Okay, I see. And yep, you figure, yep. Okay. So you're a late bloomer and to the lesbian game.
Well, I was just 29 when I figured it out.
What happened with that? Did you just like? If I'm going too far with this, I've just always wanted to ask someone who turned their back on. I'm just kidding.
On us.
What? what drove you to that? Like, did you say, gosh, I'm just not finding the right man? Or was it like, I just don't like men at all?
I just don't like... No, I like men. I like
yeah,
men.
But like, if you're not attracted to them in that way.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Huh. It's interesting.
Not at all.
It's interesting.
And I think it was brewing, and then I just, like, at 29, I was like, oh, no, I know for sure. So...
Yeah. I feel like every young girl has... Like, you're almost made to think that way now. Like... Am I? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, like the question comes up a lot.
Am I? I don't know. Anyway, well, congratulations, yeah. I suppose. Your family still talk to you? Well, you never
not,
know
yeah,
around
we're
here.
Still very close.
Yeah.
I know.
Good.
Got a lot of pantsuits.
I'm very close to my family. So, okay, so I've developed a crush on a woman.
Oh.
And
nice.
I know that, you know, she's single, but I don't know if she's into women. And I know her, but not super well.
Okay.
And I don't want to make her uncomfortable. I don't want her to think that I'm being creepy, you know, like,
Right.
And I'm not looking for a hookup. I really think she's this great person, and I want to get to know her better.
And you don't know if she swings that way? Is that fair to, is that okay to say?
If she swings that way.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, like if she's into, you know, she's into women. And I don't know. It's like, is it different for guys? Like if a random guy walked up to y'all and it just asked you out, like, I guess that probably wouldn't go over very well, right?
Yeah, it's funny you say
that. I'd be flattered, to be honest with you.
Would you?
Yeah, because the way I dress every day. If a gentleman would like to take me out.
Well,
hey, fat boy, you look hot.
You know, well, here's the thing. If that were to happen, I would say, like, what vibes am I giving out?
Hey,
am I giving out vibes that I, like, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, you look good.
Hey.
Paige is doing her lesbian voice as a gay man.
I know she relished this role. She gets a...
No offense to you as a lesbian. You sound nothing like that, though. So you know she's single. You don't know if she's... If she's into girls or whatever.
Isn't there a code, like, you know, the or something?
Well, I
mean, there's no, like, hand signal.
you could, Are you very vocal with your sexuality? Meaning, like, if I went to your social media, or do you have like bumper stickers? Or I'm asking a serious question. Like, yeah. Are you pretty?
No, I don't broadcast it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't broadcast it. I mean, except on a radio when I'm calling asking for dating advice.
Now, this might be bad, but she doesn't sound like she dresses like, no. You know what I'm saying, like a lot of baggy shirts.
That's true. Are you of the lipstick tribe?
Yeah, so I okay. probably, okay. I'm more, yeah. I fall into that category. Like, definitely, I don't have like a super short haircut, whatever the typical.
right. Yeah,
it's not a dagger.
It's not wearing the Pride rainbow shirt everywhere.
Right, and if
right
you
I'm not in cargo
was fine.
Shorts.
I
still have a buzz cut and a bunch
like,
of earrings.
How do you find out if you, man, right. You know what? I think that
she don't dress like Paige Beckers. Long ties, pantsuits.
Yeah.
I like pantsuits.
She dresses like that. I don't.
Do you guys think I should figure out first if she's gay? Is there a way to casually find out?
If she were just bi, would you be okay with that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like if she said, you know what, I'm kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, because I'm not trying to make somebody.
Right.
Do something they're not comfortable with. So if they're bi, they're gay.
Like with you, like the first person that, like, did when. When you realized that you were, was it because someone maybe reached out to you and you're like, oh, wow, I kind of, this doesn't bother me maybe as much as I thought or something?
No, because it's like I was developing a crush on somebody. And I was like, oh, this is sexy.
Yeah, but how much would it suck if you find out this chick you get with her and she's like, you know what, I want a dude right now.
I don't feel you're the like, same way
right.
you.
Oh, well, Jude, you know, you mentioned like how guys react to it. Back in the 90s, remember the Jenny Jones show? That guy. He brought on a guy and said, hey, I want to reveal to this man that I have a gay crush on him. And they taped it, and the guy, like, hey, I'm not gay, blah, blah, blah. After the show, he went and killed the dude. And they never aired the episode.
That guy just got out of prison, too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, I obviously, you know.
Like, if I was with a dude and he told me he wanted to start seeing women, I'd be heartbroken, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. If you say you liked her as a person, her characteristics, you know, maybe, you know, her looks as well. So I would just say, hey, look, you want to go get drinks, Friday night, Saturday night, whatever. And then I think you're going because, it's a friendly thing. And then you can kind of like see from there. Or you could just straight up say, look, I don't know where you stand or whatever. I like being in a woman's britches.
It's not just that. I mean,
I know. I think you just go for it and just say, look,
go for it.
And don't be offended. But I don't think I feel like women won't be as offended as a man would.
It's kind of hard to broach the question and when is it appropriate. You know what I mean? That's what her dilemma is.
Plus, if you watch the news, the world's ending, so you might as well just go ahead and go for it. You don't want the Lord to come back and say, look at you, lesbian. You're lonesome, and you didn't ask that girl out. You know
what
I mean?
Right.
Are you lonesome, lesbo?
Yeah. So I would just, and here's the thing. Is this something you like? If you do soon, you'll give us a call and let us know, like what she said.
I mean, you guys definitely, you'll know for
do
sure.
Do it
because. Okay. You know what? Okay, you know what? You're right.
Yes.
You only live once, so screw it. Okay?
I just thought that. You only live once, and then she said it.
Right.
So you just put it into the universe.
Yep.
Okay, so, Paige.
Yes.
I knew it.
Would you maybe want to go to dinner with me sometime?
Dude, I freaking knew
I didn't know
it!
Uh-huh.
I had a sneaking suspicion.
I didn't even think about it. People think of Paige sexually?
What?
Like, I don't.
Well, I mean,
it would
be weird for
me.
Only parts of her.
Goodness.
What do you say?
Oh, man.
Well, honestly, I'm not bi or gay.
Boo!
But I think you're nice, and I'd go to dinner with you. But I won't have sex with you.
Yeah,
she said
will.
She's not just about that.
Oh. You'll have dinner with me? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I won't do you.
Okay.
Nah, she'll let you work on her. She's giving you the opportunity now.
Well, I mean, okay. Just because you're not, but like friendship, I mean, this could blossom.
Dude, when you agree to a dinner, you owe somebody something. That's how that works.
No, it does not.
No, you don't.
Look at this.
I'm strictly blankly.
Blankly?
Wait, can I say penis?
It doesn't rhyme.
Wow.
You can't say penis on the radio.
It does not rhyme.
You have to call it by its slang
strictly
term.
Strictly penis.
The love rod. Okay. And you hate those, so I don't want to offend you.
Man, this is cool.
You know what? How exhilarating was that? Like, I had a feeling, but then when you said it, how about that?
You know, I don't want... She would be my first lesbian friend that I can hang out with.
I'd be helping you out. I'd make you look cool.
Look, don't you... Like, this is a challenge for you. Like, she's kind of opening the door a little bit, so... I feel like you can close the deal.
Look at the cheeks on this woman right now. She's all like flush. Like, I can't tell if it's embarrassment or turn on.
I'm so excited. This is going to be
really fun. Who's a celebrity that you resemble? I'm asking because people are asking on the text what you look like. Is there a celebrity you resemble, Steffi?
Yeah. I have been kind of referred to, this was way before my time, but yeah. That TV show, Beverly Hills 90210.
Oh.
I'm like a Jenny Garth type.
Nice. Oh, gosh, she still looks
you're
good.
Beautiful.
Nice. I thought you were going to say Boo from Orange is the New Black, but you didn't, so.
Okay, why don't we... Oh, God dang it. I didn't give it away.
I thought you did.
No.
And I was asking, like, did he just spoil it?
No, I didn't spoil it. It's great, though. Live from the CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, the 27th of July. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. We got a small list here. We got one for the Marks coming up.
Hey. Zeppo and Groucho, get ready.
First off, I don't have baseball music, but he did sign the first $100 million contract in MLB history.
Gosh. I mean,
I told you the team he signed it with to give it away. It was a 4-year deal.
Rangers?
Yep.
A-Rod.
A-Rod's birthday.
That's what I thought, but I
played with Griffey when he was 18 in the Mariners.
Oh, boy. That team should have won world titles. I mean, good Lord, what a
dream
team.
Griffey's injury history, like if that didn't play a factor, they ship him off to Cincy.
You had Randy Johnson. You had freaking Joey Cora, who was a freaking...
I can't remember.
Great utility player.
If Jay Buhner had come and gone.
Yeah, no, he was there still. That's another good one. Old bald ass. You're bald.
You're bald.
You're bald.
You're bald. You're done. You're going to tap that wiener. Tap that chicken. A-Rod.
So you gave that away. 18, and that was in 94. I know that for a fact. So that's 16 plus 42.
Back in the Kingdom days in Seattle.
Big one?
No.
Big, not big.
51.
57. Oh, dang. Quit thinking of yourself.
He is 51 years old today. A-Rod.
Appleton Foxes.
He didn't stay in the minors long.
No.
Nor did Jeter.
No. Oh, God, no. Who was he? Columbus Clippers? I think is who he came up with.
God dang! If Donnie Baseball would have held on another year, they could have played together.
Oh yeah, God, that's like Manon DiMaggio, right?
Yep.
Okay, Ellen Cleghorn.
No, but it is a female. I give you a hint. She left, but kind of never really left.
Oh, Maya Rudolph.
Yes. She loves to come back.
Yep.
She played Kamala and some other stuff.
She's good.
Yeah.
I think she's with PTA now. I think they have kids together and whatnot.
Oh, parent-teacher association. Paul Taylor Anderson?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Son of a bitch, you just pissed a lot of people off.
Why?
He's one of the great filmmakers of our generation.
Well, I mean.
Auteur, if you will.
I got him mixed up with the guy from Naked Gun that tried to wrestle. What's his name?
Oh, who was it?
I'm going to say Mark Hauser. No, that's not his name.
I thought you were going to say Calcavecchia.
What is the guy's name? Remember he wrestled MLW, AEW, Mark.
Oh, you're talking about Paul Hauser.
Paul Hauser.
Yeah.
Mark Paul Hauser?
Paul Walter Hauser.
God.
I'm getting headache.
He sounds like a criminal.
You think of Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Oh, my God.
That's Zach
Slutter?
Zach Morris. Zach Slutter.
Morris.
Hey.
He was a slut, though. A.C. Slater. He was a slut.
He still is.
Oh, yeah. I heard he gave it to Max in the kitchen one time.
Oh, my God.
Max the magician. He made it disappear. How old's Mina Randolph?
That person.
55. I don't like her, though.
55? You don't like her?
I like her in small doses, but she's got to quit coming back so much.
Well, yeah.
She's funny.
She's 54 years old today.
54. Like the car. Is it Paul's birthday?
It's Paul's birthday. Son of a bitch, finally it's my birthday.
That's how he blows out the candles. He just spits water all over the birthday cake.
What did that promo I see? I saw him do it still. He was doing and Stephanie's with him. He's like, do you have to do that all the time?
Yeah.
Like, he did the whole thing. It was before they got in the car.
He's growing his hair back. I don't know if you saw that or not. He's letting the hair grow back.
Look, I know. Look, his heart's bad, or it was. Like, can you get one more match out of him, maybe? Or give somebody a pedigree.
Dude, they're, whatchamacallit? Gunther's wrestling up. Nick Aldis.
Gunt.
He's coming back for one more match. I don't know why he ever really retired. That sucker's ripped.
Now, you know, people are saying that, look, the Brady thing might be too big for SummerSlam. Might want to build that to Mania.
Ain't no way in hell that's happening.
That's a long build.
There is no way. I will Kaushi the hell out of everything on that. I will. Bring it on. Bring on your Poly Market. Ain't no way in hell Tom Brady will ever wrestle a match. No way, no. He might escort someone out, manage, whatever. No way.
It'd be like a Trump situation back in the day, right? Somebody would wrestle for him, like hair versus hair.
Dude, he's so insured. I bet you his face is insured by Lloyd's of London.
We got Floyd's of London, actually. It's a knockoff.
Yeah, it's the barber from Mayberry.
Floyd's of London.
God, it is, really.
Paul Levesque
from Nashua, New Hampshire.
The former Terra Rising, which was a great name, except you're a guy named Terra, is
trained by, a little quiz for you,
Killer Kowalski.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly right. Said when Killer Kowalski saw him walk in, his eyes lit up because of his size.
What a name.
50, I'm going to say 54 also, but maybe 55.
56.
Triple H is 57.
Good God.
Damn it.
That's when that got your name in the door, or your foot in the door, who trained you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you name dropped.
Even
that
on
one.
Their Wikipedia, on wrestlers' Wikipedias, it has who trained them. Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, Killer Kowalski, Johnny Rods.
Johnny Rods, like, dude, amen. He and Dominic DiNucci.
Yeah.
Also trained a lot of the big dogs. Confederate currency Chris Hamrick.
Oh, what's up, Chris?
I'm serious. He trained a ton of big
of Hamrick's fame.
Yeah.
The store.
Not of the store fame, but of wrestling.
You like the pants.
The people who had the Stars and Bars money.
Former guest of the show, which I believe retired, doesn't do comedy anymore. Who helped you quit dipping, man?
That was Jug.
Well, this was he gave you a hint, like a tip to.
Oh, God.
This is Bill Engvall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah.
I remember too much.
Well, yeah, you do.
There's a sign.
He was nice.
Here's your sign.
Very, 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 very good guy.
Do you remember who one of his daughters was on his show? It was one of her first acting jobs, Rika Jennifer Lawrence. She was on the Bill Engvall show.
Really?
Yeah, go back and watch that.
I don't even remember him having a show, which is wild.
I don't think it took off like Reba's. The first time.
Jeff Foxworthy had a sitcom too, right? The Foxworthy Show, right?
I think he did.
It was like a sitcom-y thing? Yeah, Reba, God bless.
I think they did a crossover with the Bernie Mac show where they switched families for a little bit.
You think... I just got what you just said. Bill Engvall, I'm going to say 66. 67 even.
68.
Oh, so close. Sorry. 69 years old. For old Bill Engvall.
Bill.
An Olympian.
She's an American figure skater.
Ah, there goes Olga Corbett.
Now remember, Bill Engvall is 69 and we go in order.
Random. Oh, that's true.
So this chick's been around for a minute.
Yeah, and that's also a clue there. I'm going to say it's Peggy Hamill.
Sounds good.
Ooh, so close.
Oh.
You got the first name right.
Peggy. It's not Peggy Hamill? Peggy.
You thinking of Dorothy Hamill?
Oh, God, it was. Peggy. Fleming. What's the last start with?
F.
Fleming.
Peggy Fleming.
Fleming.
Yeah. Fleming.
Peggy Fleming. I love saying it so southern.
Peggy Hamill.
Peggy.
Peggy Hamill. That's Tara Kwan.
Manthe, you used to have Hamill Cash, remember?
Yeah, you look. He got all the ladies, but he smoked. A little cigarette money. Where's your cigarette money?
I have no clue.
Oh, my God.
What Olympics was she in? 70s or 80s?
I don't have that, actually. Was she in Lake Placid when they did it there?
You said we're going in order here, so yeah. I think that's a you're trying to scoop us on that. I'm going to say she's also 69.
70.
Would I do that to you? Peggy Fleming is 78.
Whoa.
Wow.
Where did the time go? Right out the window, Lincoln Park said. Happy heavenly birthday.
Don't throw the baby out in the bathwater.
Don't throw the baby out the window. Julian McMahon would have been 58 years old today.
Who's that?
He was on Nip Tuck. He was, I think he was the first Dr. Doom when they did the Avengers, maybe.
Oh.
You'd know him if you saw him. Bunch of stuff. Norman Lear. Would have been 104.
I was going to say, he was definitely a
All in the Family centurion? Jeffersons.
Are they a centurion? Is that what it's called?
He's a Wait centaur.
A minute, that's a Marvel character. There's some
centurion.
You're a centaur if you made it to be 100.
No. That's what you wear when you dance.
Look, I want to apologize, but I'm just saying his name. Jerry Van Dyke would have been 95 years old today.
Oh, freaking Luther.
Luther.
The former spokesperson for Big Lots.
God, I forgot about that. I think it was one of the last campaigns he did before he passed away. His brother's still with us.
Oh, Dick.
Still driving, too, Dick Van Dyke.
God, does he drive a van?
I don't know, but he drives.
That's still. Dick's van's Dyke's van. That's Dick Van Dyke's van.
Van Dyke van.
Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke's van.
That's Dick's van.
Is that the Van Dyke van? Hey, dude.
Hey, shout out.
Not the shoes. No.
Not the show either.
It's one of my favorite Monday shows in a long time.
Oh, it's a good one. I got to wind down now.
I know.
I got to go do some downers. We got some barbiturates in the office still.
Oh, Lord. Use barbiturate.
We got ketamine. It's not really ketamine. It's a knockoff.
Yeah.
You take it and you...
I don't. He's joking. No.
Ketamine.
I can't take that.
Paige takes... Special KKK is what she has.
That's what it is.
I forgot what I took.
Oddly enough, it makes her easier to get along with.
Yeah.
We got Kukane. It's a knockoff.
Stabbing you.
It's like the stuff you get at the gas station. Kukane.
Oh, God.
Bath salts.
No, man. We do brocane.
Hey, brocane.
Yeah, it's harder. You actually boof it. You actually take in your ear hole.
You take turns boofing it.
You'll be boofing it.
You ever tried to snort anything with your ear, bro?
No, bro.
Do some brocan.
You want your face to look like a cheese pizza. Do bath salts.
Why are you broke? Because of brocane?
Brocane. Dan, get off that crotum and write that song, bro.
Get off that crotum. He's on scrotum.
He owes us some, for sure.
Hang on, mouth.
I know.
She cussed a little earlier.
I know.
I'm still nervous.
Today's TSL question of the day. Text in the word Paige said earlier today that got dumbed out.
I'm so sorry.
Call her to win a...
Old money? You remember what it was, old money?
I'm sure he does.
Big Brown does, too. Big, we love big.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thank you to everybody who called today. And especially with... remind me of the gentleman's name that called with the situation with...
Chris.
Chris.
Because I almost wrote churs again.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow...
This is fourth intervention he dodged.
Well, you know what? Like, eventually, nobody's going to give a crap.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the sad part of life. Is
listen
like,
to what P1 Motive said. His brother passed.
I know. I mean, that's... We all... Like, I think everybody's been affected by it in some way. Not just maybe through yourself, but somebody you know or maybe you worked with or whatever. It's a bad thing. I mean, everything intolerance, right?
If somebody you don't
like. Not tolerance, but...
moderation.
There you go.
No, it's when you do that by yourself and nobody's
That's thinking. Masturbation.
Oh.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Don't you cuss again, Paige. It is good.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.